Senator John McCain has announced he will vote no on the Republicans' latest health care repeal attempt. That appears to sink the bill, but anti-repeal activists aren't taking any chances. They protested in front of Senator Lisa Murkowski's office in Anchorage again this afternoon, urging her to vote no. Murkowski says her position on the bill will hinge on data showing how Alaska would fare under the bill. As Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, it depends on where she looks.
Alaska is a tough state to treat, medically and politically, in a health care bill. Senator Lindsey Graham says he understands that.
Alaska is about a third the size of the country with 750,000 people. It is a bedeviling problem.
It's unclear whether Senate leadership will put his repeal bill, Graham Cassidy, to a vote now, but a hearing is scheduled for Monday. If Murkowski is still trying to make up her mind, she might read the reports of think tanks and consulting firms. Their calculations of the Alaska impacts of Graham Cassidy vary wildly. On the high end, the consulting firm Avalier says Alaska would lose about $1 billion over 7 years, compared to what it gets under current law. But the Kaiser Family Foundation finds Alaska's loss would be more like one quarter that amount, just $275 million over those same 7 years. And the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says Alaska would lose about the same, $255 million, in a single year. The authors of three different reports all told me the divergent numbers are unimportant.
Under this bill, we found that Alaska is at risk of losing money.
Among the people I interviewed was Chris Sloan of Avalier. You're saying $1 billion over those years, and they're saying $275 million. That's a hell of a difference.
Well, part of it is, our number is rounded, right?
Okay.
To the billionth, and it's better if you look at the percentage.
That's right. They're rounding their dollar figures to the nearest billion. Another difference among the reports is how they treat special allowances in the bill that would help Alaska. For instance, one of the things the Graham Cassidy bill would do is change funding for the 50-year-old Medicaid program. It would have the feds pay states a set amount per person, starting in 2020. But the bill has an exception for certain low-density states, which boils down to Alaska and Montana. The bill allows them to delay the change until 2027. Sloan says Avalier assumes Alaska will not get that allowance, or others in the bill that would help Alaska but depend on the health secretary certifying eligibility.
You know, we didn't want to predict what the secretary is going to decide, so our analysis includes the per capita cap for Alaska.
Avalier's report was sponsored by the Center for American Progress, a liberal advocacy group. The nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation assumes Alaska will delay the Medicaid changes. That's part of the reason Kaiser's report shows Alaska's loss as much lower. But Kaiser Foundation Vice President Larry Levitt says Alaska would still have significant losses because the block grants the bill provides aren't as generous as Alaska's benefits under the Affordable Care Act.
The block grant tries to equalize funding across states, not based on whether they've expanded Medicaid or not, or how high premiums are, but how many low-income people live in the state. And by that formula, Alaska ends up losing a substantial amount of money, almost $300 million.
That's over 7 years. Another left-leaning group, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, says Alaska would lose almost that much just in 2026.
The difference is the baseline.
Senior fellow Aviva Arendine says all of these reports compare what the bill would do relative to current law. So you have to make assumptions about the path we're on now, like how many Alaskans will be on the Medicaid rolls in 2026? What will insurance cost 5 years from now?
The truth is that, you know, reputable, well-intentioned analysts can just disagree about what it's reasonable to assume.
Arendine says a report from a consulting firm called Manat may be good on those Alaska factors because Manat does research for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. And Manat's latest report predicts the 7-year impact on Alaska will be $1.1 billion. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.